Thanks,
Welcome
Greg.
To Doc. Yeah, I know. Thanks, Greg. Yeah. Man, it wouldn't be one of these without a botched intro. Welcome to Doc and Spyro's League News. I'm Dr. Funk. It's been a while since we've done this. But we're back and we're here for a special theme week episode. With me are Dark Spyro.
Yo, what up?
And Esso.
What's up?
And so a little quick announcement, I guess, before we get too deep into this. Our normal formatting where we're going to be doing standings and, you know, news and that kind of stuff. I think we're going to move to a different format, at least for this week, and just do theme week. And we might make some changes in the future. So for those of you who normally listen for that kind of thing, no need to skip ahead, no need to move beyond, no need to fall back or whatever. We're not going to be doing that this episode. It's all about theme week. And this theme week happens to be Dream Team. Two simple words, but they can mean whatever they mean to you, and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So we've all kind of thought about it at varying degrees. I myself have only started thinking about it today.
I kind of got something written down here, but I
started looking 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
that's more prep work than me.
I could lead us in, and then Esso could probably finish off his research by then, and that would give you time to do your research as well.
Sounds good. Well, what kind of theme did you go for when you thought Dream Team?
So I wanted to pick my own team, the Vancouver Wolves, but I wanted to pick something like specific. So I went with franchise leaders, and not just in points, but former captains and assistant captains, whether they're still playing or they retired from Vancouver, or even if they got traded out their last season or two but played the majority of their career here. If I felt that they were true, like, alumni dream team worthy, I put them on this list. So I'm going to start with the wingers, then hit the center, then we'll go backwards from there.
Sounds good.
Alrighty, so the first guy I picked here is left winger, and he's the franchise leader in all categories. That's why I wanted to start with him. He doesn't lead in assists, but he has an untouchable goal record, and I'm pretty sure he has the most points, too. Yep, he does. So I can quickly pull his stats up here and tell you what they are, and then I'll tell you who he is.
Left winger. So he was on, I remember him because he played with us on Seattle when we won the cup in 69.
Oh, it's not left winger.
It's left winger, yeah.
Do you Is think it? It's, no, you think
No, it's not left winger. Left winger played, I'm pretty sure he didn't play for Vancouver.
Oh.
What was, All right, so.
I'm pretty sure I know who it is.
His career totals are, he's played 577 games. He has 593 points. 286 of them were goals. And he was a captain for Vancouver for two seasons before he was traded away to, let me see here, to New York, actually. He was there for the last two seasons.
Who might so,
if you haven't guessed by now, especially Esso, it's my former captain, RJ Freeman, or Julius Freeman. So, yeah, definitely franchise leader in goals with 202, and franchise leader in points with 428, and he played in 432 games.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Those were just his regular season stats, by the way. He was an absolute destroyer in the playoffs, too. But I don't want to go too in-depth with everybody's stats, or we'll be here all night. Yeah. So I'll move over to the right wing. I picked him because he's, like, numerically one of the better ones. And when I first joined the team, he was the captain at the time. He went by the character named Denver Wolf on the team, which I thought was amazing. But that's Instant Rockstar, if you didn't know.
Denver Wolf.
Yeah.
Was IR's character. Interesting. Okay.
He's also, like I said, a former captain for the Vancouver Wolves. I'll pull up his team stats here for the regular season. And then I'll go to his like total career. So he had 432 games played, just like Julius Freeman. But he had 310 points. And that's a massive difference. But he's like, I think, the third or fourth closest offensively to Julius Freeman.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's just how much of a beast Freeman was.
And he won, like, best goal scorer, like, four times?
I'll show you on my on the list here. So, second most goals was Shaunemir Yager, who is my close second for the right wing spot. They had 140 goals, second most in the franchise history. Freeman has 202.
Jeez.
Yeah, only player to eclipse 200, and the next guy hasn't even eclipsed 150, so... But, like I said, Wolf is on here, and I put him here because he was the captain while I was here at the time, and he was a great locker room presence, and obviously a good player on the ice, too. Not as much as a goal scorer, but still really good. Now,
yeah, that's okay.
The centerman is pretty obvious. I actually picked Triple H.
Oh, I was gonna say Brock Louth.
I was gonna say Brock Louth. Louth's been way better, but he was.
But Louth's been a defenseman most of his career, though.
Mm-hmm. Until like last season
about Vancouver.
Brock Louth was the is Beavis's character. He's a defenseman until like last season. That's why I didn't pick him a defenseman or a centerman. Or he would have been in one or the other for sure.
But yeah.
I picked Triple H because...
Yeah, I mean...
excuse me. He, in 287 games, had 325 points. So while people were chirping him for being a bust, he was, like, well more than a point-per-game player.
Yeah. That's pretty wild.
But it's views.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta give him shit.
But same with Brock Louth, right? You gotta give him shit, too. It's Beavis.
Of course. I didn't realize, now looking at Vancouver, sorry to interrupt, that Andrew Sue was leading your team in points.
Andrew Sue, the GOAT.
He's breaking out this season, and I love it. Yo.
I know. I'm so proud of him.
He's so beast mode this year. But yeah, he was
in Ottawa a couple seasons back. Happy.
Yep. And he got drafted to Vancouver, and he's like, Spiral, go to your team. I was like, this is amazing.
I love him.
He's going to be good because he's super active. And yeah, I called it. You called it. He called it. He's like, I'm gonna do something. I'm not going nowhere. And yeah, he stuck to his guns. But so those are my forwards. Triple H, with Devin Wolf on the right wing and Julius Freeman on the left. I feel that's basically what season 70 was. But, or not just 70. Yeah, 70 was the year we won first overall. But I think it was 68 when they won the cup.
And 67.
Yeah.
68-69 is Seattle with a
Yamboy. You're right, yeah. 67. I'm pretty sure all these guys were on that 67 cup team, all those forwards, so.
Except by the Nut Louth, though.
No, Triple H.
Well, yeah, Triple H, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I said Louth because I'm an idiot.
Wait, no, Triple H was on Riga.
Triple H was on Riga at one point?
He wasn't drafted by Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
He was drafted by Riga. He left Riga after his entry level.
Oh, there it is, 68. He went to Vancouver. Yep. I thought he was on Vancouver in 67 for some reason.
No, it was the other Louth that was there.
Bo Louth, that's right. Yeah, he was on like the Quebec Mute or something as well. back before Vancouver became Vancouver. But yeah, so I want to move on to the two defenders here. The first one here is someone who's still playing. I want to say who the honorable mention was first, though. The honorable mention is Yager Philly fan, because he was an A a long time, and he was an AGM for the team when I first joined.
The GOAT.
He's pretty like stay-at-home defensive guy, though, so his points are more on the defensive side. But I ended up putting my boy Griff Manser in there, because dude's been serving my penalties for the last like four seasons, so... Got to put my boy in there. He got the A last season. He's got it this season. And he's actually tearing it up. He's doing really good point-wise. I got his stats here as well, of course. Just let me switch on over to him because he's on the defense. Yeah.
Philly fan. Interesting.
Yeah, I would have picked him because he did great, but... Oh, nope, that's not what I wanted. It went to his member profile. No.
Joined in season.
trying to make some haste here.
I want to go with.
Oh, here it is. So, all Griff Manser, he's got 265 games with this organization so far. He doesn't have many goals. He's only got 36. But he's got 150 assists already. So he's got 186 points.
And isn't he like season 69?
Yep, he got drafted a couple spots after I did. So that's kind of why he's also on my dream team. He's like a draft brother at the same time. I went midway in the second. He went at the end of the second with Vancouver's next pick. So he's been on the team the same time as me, and... Like I said, he's probably not going to go anywhere. So he'll probably go somewhere up higher in the like franchise leaderboards later down the line. But now let's go to the number one defenseman here, who is franchise leader in assists. Almost there for points. He's the closest one to Freeman, and he's still active. He's got 481 games played, and that's Jeff Downey. He's former captain. Last season he was the captain, but this season he stepped down and he's an alternate captain now. So he's still tearing it up, though. Absolutely tearing it up. Like I said, Freeman's got 428 points. He's 6 points behind him and still playing. So he could become that franchise leader, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez.
So,
that's awesome.
That wraps up the players. The last person here on the dream team is obviously the goalie. And so.
Did you put yourself?
I did put myself. I'm sorry.
I mean, why not?
If I'm in net, though, Eagles is for sure my backup or, like, my 1A with my 1A. Like, there's, like, I would share 50-50 ice with him, no problem. Uh-huh. He's definitely close second, yeah. I even put that here, close second, Greg Eagles. But I got the captaincy this season, so that marks me down as a captain in Vancouver history. And I'm franchise leader for goalies on our like little club here. So
crazy, dude. Damn, son.
Yeah. I got my 100th career win today as well. So I'm kind of happy.
Congrats.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
So what is wins like the like gold tier stat for goalies, I guess?
That was when I first came on to, like, not, like, in the site, but came on to Vancouver. So, what was that? Season 70? Eagles was doing his posts, and I still think he still does them, of goalies he think would eclipse the 40-win mark. So, It's pretty elusive. Not many goalies actually hit it. And sometimes he gets his predictions. Usually he ends up putting Funk on there, like back then especially.
You guys and are coming with me to get a beer, by the way. I apologize in advance.
No worries. I remember the one season he put himself on there, but I was his backup. And if I would have played a few less games, for sure he would have broke 40 because he had like 39 wins.
You were just so good that first season.
Yeah, they had to give me more than 8 games. And I felt that was brutal because Eagles is one of the top goalies in the league. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be sticking around here, guys. This isn't going to be cool. I don't want to take in his ice time. But things worked out. He's a cup winner. And I'm hopefully going to lead my team to the promised land with a C on my chest.
I think you can do it. You guys are looking good.
Going strong. Right. So, Esso?
So, if you don't want to go also, I could go. I got a pretty strong idea for mine.
I don't mind. I can go.
Alrighty.
So
I can drink beer for longer. That sounds good.
At first, I was looking like Spyro did. But I think Doug, because I was looking at points, Doug gave me the idea of what about the worst team? It's a dream team still, but can be a worst team. It's your dream. My dream is
bench warmer team.
Exactly. So I'm going with New York.
On your bench.
Actually, most of them played when I was GM.
Oh no!
You're great.
So I'm going for forwards and defensemen. I'm going at least a season. So 72 games played. Because there are guys like that like have like 5 games played. So like, ugh.
That doesn't really
count. For goalies, I'm going 40 game plays played.
Okay.
So a little bit more than half a season.
Yeah. And so it's probably a backup that's going to be in there, but it's still a couple seasons. So for forwards, I have... first up, I have Edgar Tannehill, which is Greg, by the way.
Oh, I know
it's like old players, like 3 players before. So he played a season for us. 1 assist, 1 point, minus 1, 3 hits, 2 shot block, 3 shot blocks. Like, not too bad for someone that was there basically to warm the bench.
But yeah, that's honestly, you're producing a little bit.
It's like, production. Like,
yeah, at least 1 or 2 nights you earned your paycheck there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but that's a whole season, right? At least. Like
yeah,
you said,
that's at least 72 games.
I have a feeling
brutal.
Yeah, it's gonna get worse from here.
I know. It's only gonna
I'm keeping the worst for last.
How? This guy's only got 1 point. How does it get worse?
At center, we have Anthony DeBarno. Did I draft this guy? I feel like I drafted this guy. No, he was here before I was. Pretty sure when I came to the league in season 64, he was already inactive.
Oh, God.
So this guy played for a bunch of teams. He played for Riga, Moscow, Seattle, and New York. He has more points than he has. But with New York, he played one season, 1 assist, 1 point, plus 2 shots, 6 penalty minutes, a bunch of hits, a bunch of shot blocks. So not too bad. He was actually on my team. I got him when I started, basically. Wait, no. It was the year before I started. Do I go for the best one?
I mean, that's still pretty bad, but yeah, you can just hit it out of the park right now if you want.
I think I should keep the best. So the last forward is my favorite one.
Okay. Oh no!
So I'm gonna go for defense first.
Okay.
And surprisingly, they did better.
Really?
Is it this guy?
I guess they played more time probably overall on the ice. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, even on defense, even this guy has a great name too. Dragon McDragon played 72 games. Was he on my team when I? No, he was on New York season 65. So 72 games, 1 goal, 7 assists for 8 points. It's like decent. Decent for a defenseman too. Pretty sure his build was heavy hitting. Yep. Plus 5, 36 penalty minutes, 79 hits. So he was getting paid to punch people. That's
but he was doing that. He was doing
it. He was doing that. Also 83 shot block. And his only goal was a game-winning goal, so...
All right.
So he's supposed to... Is he the captain of this dream team, then? Because he sounds like the actual best player.
He's not the best player, actually. I have another one.
I mean, the worst guy has to be the captain, I feel like. And
yes. So I have... this guy actually was really good. Like, his stats are really good. He went from team to teams a lot. I traded him in basically took him for cap in one trade. I don't remember what the trade was. Wait, player movement. I can't see. Can't see what. Wait, can I click on it? Nope. Anyway, he's a defenseman, 72 games, one season. I played his last season with New York. 2 goals, 8 assists for 10 points. Konstantin Mulligan.
Okay.
Pretty good. Got a bunch of shot blocks, couple of hits. Decent.
You know, someone might sign that guy if...
Like, for a third pairing guy who plays like 3 minutes a game, decent.
It could be way worse.
Better than a bot.
Better than a bot, exactly. I mean, Mulligan at his peak... 764 TPE. It's like not a bad guy. He still has a lot of points. His best season was with Vancouver, actually, in season 65. 42 points. No, actually, 53 points with Helsinki in season 63. It's like the guy was actually good, but I got him when he was bad.
When he was bad and old.
Yeah.
Now, you said you had Tannehill on your team, is that correct?
Yep.
So, I decided to look him up. As bad as he was on New York, he was even worse on Seattle.
Oh yeah, Tannehill was on Seattle.
Yep. He had no points in Seattle.
Oh no.
One, had only one shot and nothing else.
What?
Yep.
He was good in the VHLM.
You know what's fucked up is if he had stayed one more season with Seattle, he would have won the cup.
I traded for him. Actually, yeah. I didn't trade for him.
He was really good in the M. Oh my god.
Banner was like, take him. I was like, okay.
He had 40 goals in the M.
Yeah, he was pretty good in the M. All right, team captain.
Okay, yeah.
Or do I go with the goalie and keep the team captain at the end? I feel like I need to go.
You can do the goalie, the captain last.
Goalie. Did I draft this guy?
Are there any goalies with no wins?
Did I draft this guy?
Matt, I hope not. I know there are some people that are close. I was close in...
No, I didn't draft this guy.
Okay, that's
I only had 4 wins with Ottawa, but I only played 32 games.
I traded for this guy. He was actually on LA last season.
Oh no.
He was my starting goalie in season 67 when I started, because I didn't have a starting goalie. I don't know how to say his name. I think it's Kolar Bjornsson, something like that.
Okay.
44 game played, 7 wins, 32 lost, 3 OT lost. So 7 wins, 35 lost.
Okay, you know, he won a couple there. It could be worse.
Yeah.
It could have been way worse. He almost had 10 wins.
Save percentage of 0.886 and 4.22 goals against.
Ouch.
It's not amazing.
It's not amazing, but that's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
Not amazing.
I mean, he's perfect for the dream team.
Exactly. And now the play you've been all waiting for. My team captain.
No.
Please.
RJ Lloris. Or Lloris. I don't know. It's double L at the start. RJ Lloris played 144 games with the New York American. I drafted this guy.
Oh, God.
And, like, pretty sure in, like, the second or third round.
Everyone at else played, like,
start of the season. Third round.
He's played 2. This is already going to be bad.
Oh, no.
0 goals. Oof. 0 assists. 0 points.
What the fuck?
A plus minus of 0. Penalty minute, 0. Hits, 0. Shots, 0. Shot blocks, 0.
Oh my god!
This guy played 144 games and did absolutely nothing.
Two full seasons of hot garbage. I love him.
This guy's also he's inactive. He had promised. Like, he joined my Discord when I drafted him.
Yeah.
He talked a bit. Pretty cool. Pretty sure he talked like when I drafted him and then disappeared. He hit the cap of like 200 when it was 200 and disappeared. So I had he's at 216.
Where was
so
he?
I had to. What?
What round was he drafted in?
End of the second or yeah, 27th overall.
Yeah.
It's end of second, early third. I don't remember how many teams. Oh wait, no, there was 8 teams.
I feel like based on his M stats, that's not a terrible pick if you just look at it that way.
I mean, at 67, end of the third. Let me see.
Wow.
Actually, there was a lot of better picks. Like, just after Dalton Wilcox was drafted at 28, and this guy's ended up, like, I traded for him, and he was really, really good. Then he went inactive, I traded him away.
Makes sense.
Oh, Charles Drum was drafted, like, way later. At 33. Charles Drum is a Fresco, by the way.
I feel like your dream team is going to catch some attention. It's pretty funny, man. I enjoy it.
That is RJ Lloris, man.
I would love if you could sim that team as like a separate team with the current VHL and see how well they did.
But the thing is, they're going to get points.
Send me a list of all their player stats or whatever, their overalls, and then I can make that happen on NHL. I'll make a team with New York jerseys, and they all have like a 20 overall, and we'll put them against your dream team and then my dream team.
We could do that.
You might actually be able to win against my dream team. That's the sad thing. Because I've Are you done, by the way? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, cool. I, considering that, you know, we've done, you know, best, we've done worst, you know, basically best being Vancouver, which is, you know, pretty good team, and then historically, and then worst of all time from New York, I think I'm going to go with
New York. New York had good bits.
Had good. Yeah, yeah, they had some highlights.
It's just 21 season, guys, 21 yeah. season and counting.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty sure I'm like...
Is that since the Cup, or...?
Yeah, since the Cup, 21 season. I'm pretty sure it's the third biggest drought right now.
Is this your dream team in honor of that drought?
The people who got him here.
If I thought about it, maybe.
Pretty much.
Doc said, hey, bad boys. I was like, oh, that's funny.
I mean, that's great.
Anyway, so I decided to go with Ottawa. And I've gone with probably, I think, the best players that we've had at each position in the history. But... what's interesting is one of those players in that position might also be the worst goalie in VHL history.
I bet you it's me.
It's actually not. So spoiler alert.
Dude, no. If it's not me, because I played for Ottawa, then they're fucking awful. I'm telling you right now. That's impossible.
You are not the worst goalie in Ottawa history.
Ottawa's been around.
And yes, it was true. This turns out that he was not the worst goalie in Ottawa history. Our recording software ended up messing up quite a bit. So the following conversation after this last part kind of died. I'm here to kind of clear up a little bit of that. The worst goalie in Ottawa history, as I try to pull it up here, was not Dark Spyro, although he was not fantastic during his time in Ottawa. He became quite a bit better as he went over to Mississauga, finally resulting in, I believe it was the season 69 finals, when they played against the Saskatoon Wild. The worst goalie in Ottawa Lynx history, if we go purely by wins, was actually Jackson Weekes. Played 6 games, won none, lost 5, and... Yeah, I guess they must have been pulled because they had a 573 save percentage and 14.12 goals allowed in just 16 games. So definitely not stellar stats. Compare that to Spyro's 32 games played, 4 wins. I don't know. I feel like actually winning 4 games is better than never winning a single one and having 14 goals scored on you in, you know, average in 6 games. So that's pretty, pretty bad. I wish I could return to the rest of the discussion that we had after that point, but as I mentioned, the recording software messed up. I do kind of want to go over a little bit my dream team, which was going to be an Ottawa Lynx all-time team based on points, and I can kind of remember what it was. In left wing was going to be Ion Garristinen, who was a player we actually had when I took over the team back in, whichever season it was now, over from Acid Burn. Fantastic player, had a career total of points in Ottawa of 352. On right wing, it would be Matt Denning. I believe Matt Denning was a right winger. Let me take a quick look here. Yes, he was. Yeah. So, yeah, he had 332 total points with Ottawa. And then at center, it was Longrod von Danglecock, which is still the best name that I can find on this list, with 297 points. Career plus minus of 93. On defense, we had David Kiaskov, who was a fantastic defenseman, and I believe went on to have the most successful career of any player that was previously mentioned, although I suppose some of them coming up might end up having better careers. But Kiaskov ended up having 295 points as a defenseman in Ottawa, which is pretty ridiculous. Ended up playing a number of games in the VHLM before finally retiring in season 64. Had a career in VHL total of 429 points. Won in Ottawa the Matt Benz, Skylar Rift, and Founders Cup. And in Quebec, they won the Christian Stoltzweiger Trophy for Best Rookie and the Victory Cup with Seattle in season 64. So very good for him. Also on defense, we have opposite him, Holy Fook, who had a crazy number of points, 259 in 216 games played. Fantastic career there with Ottawa. And then the most interesting stat to me was goalie. Obviously, if I was choosing best goalie for Ottawa based on wins, it would be Joachim Rudin, Bruden, who had 152 games played and won 121 of them. That is a fantastic, fantastic record. Number two was the one I chose just because I think the singular distinction of this player was much more interesting. 139 games played with 101 wins. Still very good. Brianne O'Tarth. But Brianne O'Tarth is the worst goalie that I can find in VHL history and one of the better goalies in Ottawa history. In VHLM, they had those stats, but going on to play 29 games in the VHL proper, they only won one of them, lost 25 of them, had an 0.892 save percentage, and a 5.31 goals allowed average. I would love to hear it as a side note, and I wish we could have gone on more and more to talk about how we couldn't find any goalie that was singularly worse than her. So if any of you listening to this know of any characters or players that are worse overall in the history of the VHL, please let me know, because what we're limited to is the players that are exclusively in the portal and not ones that might have been previous. I know people have talked, you know, prior about how before the 60s and 50s that, you know, the VHL was kind of a desolate wasteland because of the number of people joining and the retention was so low. So knowing a little bit more about those players that might be the pre-portal era would be very interesting to me and something that I'd like to explore a little bit more. Thank you for putting up with this. I do apologize for the drop in quality, as it has been a little bit of a time since we recorded our last podcast. Getting back into the swing of things has been a little bit difficult. So thank you for bearing with us. We discussed that me and Spyro would definitely like to do this podcast more frequently. And coming up, we're planning on moving the standings and general news segment to be something that's more included in, I should say, a short VHL.com style podcast versus something that is, you know, included in a regular podcast. We want to save this, you know, segment here for special occasions like roundtable discussions, interviews, you know, that sort of thing, and then have the general news be reserved for VHL.com, where it's going to be more trades, standings, things of that nature. But if you have any suggestions on the formatting of the podcast, how you'd like that to be, any interesting comments that you have, questions, whether you'd like to be a part of it in the future, just let us know. We're obviously very receptive to any feedback, so please let us know. Feel free to DM me on Discord, DM Spyro on Discord. I'd like to say thank you to Esso for being a guest. I know it's become kind of a meme that he's a frequent guest, but he's always fantastic to talk to and has a lot of insight. Thank you again to Spyro for putting up with my weird work schedule and my inability to be consistent with finding a time to actually record these. And thank you to all of you for listening. We will see you next week and hopefully see you more regularly. This has been Doc and Spyro's League News. Have a great day.
Imagine this, it's the VHL, but it has live sims every week with commentary. Plus, it's not hockey, it's actually cricket. That's right, I'm talking about the cricket sim. If you would like to join, let me know or let CX Squared know. We're about to start our second season. We've got a player creator set up now, so it's going to be very interesting. It's friendly for beginners and you'll learn a lot. So if you're interested, even in the slightest, let me know and we'll get you started. Thank you and I'll see you there.
What's up, VHL? It's Dark Spyro here once again to inform you that I have a YouTube channel. I've passed 100 subscribers, so I have a new URL, and that link is youtube.com/darkspyroplays. I've recently started uploading some Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links content alongside my weekly Pokemon Nuzlocke series, and of course, I always have other stuff in the works. So one more time, come on down and check out youtube.com/darkspyroplays.
G'day mates, it's Brock here, and if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure you head over and listen to the VSN Australia podcast, the one I host myself. There's already up to 16 hours of quality content for your eardrums on Spotify, plus there'll be more coming each week. That includes interviews with all of your favourite members around the VHL, plus some more secret stuff to come. So please, stop by, listen in, and see what you think. Thank you.